724 Slide, American State Trials, 1918 Volume X, Leo Frank Document. Here is the translated text as follows. 692, An American State Trials. Once the woman was in the hospital and the raffle was over, the necessity of being with her had passed. Yet day in and day out, he visited the hospital, bringing flowers and fruit. After she was discharged from the hospital, he spent much time with her at restaurants, dining, and conversing. They met by appointment in a clandestine manner, sneaking into the restaurant, sometimes one first and sometimes the other, but always waiting until the other arrived. What does the testimony show? On at least one occasion, Mrs. Hirsch waited for an hour until cook arrived. When the waiter solicited her order, she said, "I won't order until my friend comes in." And who is her friend? W.J. Cook. They spoke in subdued tones upstairs in the balcony of the restaurant, where they were away from the regular customers and could confer in secret. Cook's story about the real estate business he claims to be engaged in is all a bluff. He never worked in real estate. He admits he has not worked for Thrower in the Grant Building for many years. Yet, he starts his plot early by hanging around Thrower's place. He evidently made it a habit to use the Thrower office as a headquarters or loafing place. Why? Because he knew it was Mr. Candler's duty as mayor to frequently visit the city hall, and he wanted to learn Mr. Candler's routines and the hours at which he went to and from his office. He could observe Mr. Candler's movements as he went daily to the city hall through the window of the Thrower office. Then, does Mrs. Hirsch act the part of a woman trapped on that fateful day, February 6th, with all the crusading against vice going on in Atlanta, to the point where they even had to hire jitney buses to conduct the business, and with Chief Beavers, the terror of prostitutes, in office, even a common street woman would not let a man come in the door and catch her in the act in an office with windows open to spectators in a hotel across the street. Don't you know that the man at the window was a myth? The words, "I saw a man looking in the window," were a signal to Cook. Don't you know the whole story about these events?